You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland Action Against Poverty are advocating outside of the Queen Street Work and Income offices. Their purpose? To help those most in need receive beneficial entitlements. I spoke with Auckland Action Against Poverty spokesperson Vanessa Cole about their work across the city.
Auckland Action Against Poverty have been doing advocacy outside of work and income offices around Auckland. So we've been doing advocacy in South Auckland. So we started with Māngere and then we moved to Clendon Work and Income after we heard some stories about the staff there denying people their entitlements. And we've been seeing about 100, over 100 people outside Clendon Work and Income every Friday and been taking people in and getting their basic entitlements like food grant. And we decided to move to Queen Street Work and Income because we saw that there was a big need in Central Auckland, particularly with students who are living in hardship, but also with a lot of the homeless population in Central Auckland. So we decided to move to Queen Street Work and Income. We're also finding that when we do this advocacy outside of work and income offices in South Auckland, the media and politicians don't seem to realise the hardship that is going on. But if you're in Central Auckland, you're in the CBD, people can't ignore the extreme levels of poverty that exist in Aotearoa.
Would you be able to explain to me some of these hardships which beneficiaries are facing?
Well, essentially the benefit is too low for people to live off. So people are getting paid too little to be able to feed their kids, too little to be able to deal with emergencies that happen, such as children needing to go to hospital appointments. And so we're seeing increased hardship, increasing levels of homelessness, people living in motels, people needing to get access to emergency entitlements to be able to get into motels. And these levels have become really high, and we see the need to have advocacy alongside these people who are constantly getting denied access to their legal and full entitlements from work and income.
Could you please explain to me what these emergency entitlements are? What do people receive when they get an emergency entitlement?
So everybody who is on a main benefit, including students, have an entitlement to a food grant, and depending on whether they have kids or not, that amount increases. But we're seeing people go in to try to get a food grant and getting turned away from work and income. So people are entitled to, if you're a single person, $200 every 6 months. And work and income have discretion to be able to give more than that, but we see that they don't do that. And people can constantly have to go back for food grants each week because they don't have enough income to be able to pay for rent, because Auckland has such high amounts of rent. The average rent is around $500 and people cannot afford that on the benefit. And so we're seeing people come back and need these kind of emergency entitlements such as food. People also need emergencies such as dental, emergencies such as a family about to get evicted from their house and the landlord threatening to evict them and they need to their rent arrears paid. There's things like that work and income see as being immediate and essential needs.
Why do you think that work and income tend to turn away those looking for the emergency entitlement? Is this because they're unable to provide it to the beneficiary, or is there some other factor in play in this?
Work and income have a toxic culture of denying people their entitlement. It's a systemic problem. It's not an individual case manager problem, it's across the board. We have a government that punishes the poor for their situation and blames unemployment on the unemployed, when we know that unemployment is created by our economic system.
Right. So essentially, Auckland Action Against Poverty will be there to help beneficiaries with their, or receive their legal entitlement through advice from you guys?
We help people by standing next to them and giving advice when we can, because people aren't aware often of their entitlements because they constantly get denied by work and income. And so we're there as support and to give advice and to show work and income that they are actually denying people their legal entitlements.
Have you seen any benefit from your presence at the work and incomes around Auckland?
Well, people feel humiliated when they go to work and income and they feel scared. And often people don't want to go into those appointments by themselves because it's such a humiliating experience to be denied something like food when you're desperate for food. So we're seeing that people are actually getting access to what they need and what their families need. And it's making a real difference.
You touched firstly, or previously, I should mean, just upon some of the staff issues which WINS beneficiaries are facing when they go into, I guess, Southern Auckland work and income offices. Could you elaborate upon this?
Well, staff are obviously doing things according to what they're told from higher up. So individual staff members might be denying people, but this is a result of policy shift and welfare reforms that focus on punishing the poor and focus on denying people what they actually have legal access to.
You also mentioned that it's a systemic problem with work and income in New Zealand. How do you feel the government will be able to resolve this? Do you think it will be, I guess, more of an issue coming in the election year?
Well, we need a welfare system that actually providing social security for people. In the 1930s, the Social Security Act was fought for on the streets so that people had access to housing, had access to income, and weren't feel the impact of unemployment, which is not the fault of the beneficiary, it's the fault of systemic inequality.
And for those who are wanting to find you guys, whereabouts and what time will you be outside of a work and income office?
We'll be outside of Queen Street Work and Income, which is just on Queen Street, and we'll be there from 9 o'clock in the morning every Thursday leading up to the 25th of May, which is Budget Day.
And are there any plans to be present at any other work and incomes around Auckland?
We have a weekly presence at Clendon Work and Income in South Auckland every Friday, and we also have people at Waitemata Law Centre in Henderson on Wednesdays, helping people in West Auckland with benefit advocacy.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.